Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is the 23rd of February of the year 2020. Happy death anniversary today to romantic poet John Keats, who went from meditating on the beauty of an urn to being in an urn himself. Obviously, that's a joke. Remember, this is a satirical show. Keats, of course, was not cremated and put into an urn, but instead wrapped in folio text and fired off into space with a catapult shaped like the Muse Calliope, trailing a flag that said, "F*** you, Byron." In history today, also in 1919, Benito Mussolini established the Fascist Party in Italy, adding a grace note of cognitive dissonance to all the people who think of Italy as a chilled-out place full of pasta and street harassment. Celebrations today include National Banana Bread Day and National Dog Biscuit Day, which is something you should celebrate but don't really want to get mixed up with one another. Returning to the podcast, your guest today is cockblocker, dick magnet, boner killer, and three times come hither look weekly champion, Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. What a bunch of conflicting ideas.
Come hither, go away. That's you. Yeah. You're a dick whirlwind.
Leave me alone. Yeah, I love it. I'll take all of it. Such is the complexity of being a woman, Alice.
It is a complex situation. Today being Sunday, of course, we're taking a step back from the thundering waterfall of topical news coverage and taking a look into The Weekend magazine, which in today's episode includes a fashion in politics section. But first, some stories from the magazine that we won't have time for. In The Weekend magazine today, some harsh realities about online comment sections for the aspiring troll, with a list of sad truths for the web warrior, including: if you write a tweet to a television show or media outlet directly addressing one of the people on the show, the vastly more likely scenario is that the stars of the show will not read it. Instead, you're just adding to the toxic backwash of sadness about humanity in the mind of an underpaid intern whose job is to reply politely to your lol-worthy shitpost about whoever or whatever you think you hate in the moment of your least pleasant human emotion. And also, a fantasy dog league which ranks dogs against each other from most like a mop to most like a cry for help. Also, there's an advertorial feature from a major sponsor which is formatted very much like the rest of the magazine, and you don't realise it's not free journalism until you're halfway down the page, as well as a gossip section of all the worst rumours you can spread about the people in your office or extended social circle on the least possible evidence. And that is the magazine stories we will not have time for today, because we are pushing them aside to make room for our ad section. It's now time for your ad section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Accidentally burn some shit to the bottom of your small saucepan? Add half a glass of water and leave it to soak next to the sink for up to a week. Half a glass of water and maybe a splash of detergent will slowly save you from the sum of the consequences of your reckless cooking habits. Let your slovenliness work for you with the help of half a glass of water in association with time and the inevitable decay of all things. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Bad Share House Habits Association. If symptoms persist, try getting rich enough to afford a cleaning service. And Evangelical Christian Wealth Cut, Jesus's Wallet, in association with Prepper Magazine, brings you the latest innovation in post-apocalyptic chic. No-No-Noah's Build Your Own Ark Kit. No-No-Noah's Build Your Own Ark Kit is a monthly subscription service that sends you everything you need to build a boat big enough to escape the consequences of human sin, as well as a relatively complete animal identification kit and a multi-purpose whistle for attracting animals once your improbably large vessel is complete. Your first monthly No-No-Noah's Build Your Own Ark Kit box gives you an in-depth blueprint of the massive boat that'll let you save yourself at the cost of literally everyone else, because you're God's favourite, because why not? No-No-Noah's Build Your Own Ark Kit is the solution to all your sudden sea-level-based survival needs, and assuming you've got enough wood, cork, and an industrial-sized shipyard, it's the perfect soothing internal counter-argument against creeping environmentalist concerns. Get as many animals in as small a space as possible with our Beast Jenga shoehorn, which allows you to shovel an impala upside down into the space between two rhinos. Don't worry about second-generation inbreeding issues with our special pair of God goggles, or godgles, which wave away logical and logistical issues with equal ease. And just for Last Post listeners, No-No-Noah's Build Your Own Ark Kit subscription service is offering you 20% off its subscription price of $100,000 a month if you sign up now with the code THE. That's THE for the Last Post. Go to the website nononoahforgod.second/coming and enter THE at checkout for 20% off. Looking for a budget-friendly Armageddon? We've got you covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And just for Last Post listeners, I'm slashing the prizes on my stand-up comedy show Kronos, which will be touring from the 26th of March in Melbourne through Sydney, Perth, London, Edinburgh, and then the UK through the rest of the year. If you attend 60 or more shows, I will give you 30% off the last 15 shows for a saving of more than $1 million. Look up Kronos on the internet by Googling Alice Fraser Kronos and spelling all of those words the way I've spelled them. Take a guess. Alice Fraser Kronos, soon on tour. And that is your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
And of course, our top story today is fashion politics. Tiff, you are both the most fashionable and the most political person I know. Tell me what's going on.
I thought it was about time. We looked at some of the men in politics and what they're wearing. You know, because let's be honest, I don't really care about what their policies are. I just want to know how old they are and when they're going to start having babies. So, you know, we just need to treat them the way we do women in politics. So I'm going to profile a couple of male politicians. We'll cover the major F words, fashion, fitness and f-ability. Because as we know, fashion has been a major part of politics after Margaret Thatcher taught us to never trust people who wear shoulder pads. So other famous shoulder pad wearers include Gaddafi, Alexis Carrington and Vladimir Putin.
Important.
And proving that well-known fashion cliche, the wider the shoulders, the bigger the lies. John Galliano actually said that to me once in a bar. And then he also said a lot of stuff about Jewish people whilst he himself was wearing shoulder pads. So then I just wrote it off.
Say what you like about the Nazis. They were fashionable.
Was it Armani who did the suits? Who did the suits?
Hugo Boss.
Hugo Boss. God, I can't believe I didn't know that.
It's surprising to me the number of companies that worked very closely to the Nazis and yet managed to save their brand.
Yeah, Hugo Boss didn't. But, you know, the clue was in the title, the word boss. We'll be profiling Bojo and Farage today, and we'll be asking, are their outfits manifest or manifest no? First up, Nigel Farage, age 55. He's you know, knocking on. It's beginning to show. He's got four headlines that you could use as a CD rack and crow's feet from constantly squinting at people to determine what race they are. So Nigel favours British designers. He doesn't actually care where the clothes are made, like sweatshops in India. Sometimes tiny fingers just do better intricate work.
Facts.
Doesn't matter where the suits are made, just as long as the person who designed them is British. It doesn't matter if the fabric was imported from China, as long as the designer is British. British jobs for British people in the subcontinent. That's all he's asking for. So anyone is okay. Alexander McQueen, William Hunt, Oswald Botang. He's not sure about Oswald Botang because he doesn't know if he's totally British. He's managed to work through some great looks since being Necker nominated in 2014. Great moment. Earthworm Jim being a particular favourite of mine. Alongside your smart, casual, racist friend in a pub. That's one that he wears quite a lot.
He's taking the smart out of smart casual racism.
Also, when thinking about what clothing to wear, you have to look at someone's skin tone and what's going to work with them. And colouring wise, he's a Union Jack, red cheeks, blue veins and pasty white everywhere else. So we'll mark that down as autumnal. Up next, Boris Johnson. So Boris is a bit more relaxed. He doesn't care where the suit is from, but it's preferably splash-proof. He lets his girlfriend dress him and cut his hair. His preferred shoes are brogues, and the laces must be undone at all times to affect a kind of raffish charm. He also has an exercise wardrobe, which consists of shorts that look like they've been used to mop up spillages, and work socks with trainers. When he exercises, he sort of looks like a dad running to the bookies about to miss the 3 p.m. at Cheltenham. It's a choice. It's very much a choice. I just feel like we need more of these magazine tropes for the male politicians, you know, pregnancy fashion, a post-vasectomy fashion shoot. I'd be really into that. In or out, the circle of shame, the chart of lust, which features absolutely no one. The spotted section. This will be literal skin, ties, dicks. So tune in next time for when we do a fashion breakdown of Jacob Rees-Mogg and Donald Trump.
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you so much for the style section, Tiff. Now it is time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice, I'm worried about your dick magnet friend, Tiff. Hey, that's you, Tiff. She hasn't been on the show for a spell, and I'm concerned she may have wandered off. She did wander off. She went to America. I cringe to think what could have happened if she wandered too close to some random bachelorette party or men's locker room or, God forbid, the legendary Sea of Cocks my grandmother spoke of around the campfire when I was young. If you could please check up on her and update us on her whereabouts and well-being, it would be much appreciated. Thank you. Yours sincerely, worried about Tiff. Tiff, you're right here to answer this concern. I'm super glad. What have you got to say to this worried person?
I am in Los Angeles, so it is the land of dicks. They're everywhere. They're swinging about, but I've been batting them off. I've been dealing with it quite well. I have some anti-dick wear that I wear out of the house, which is basically a bicycle helmet and a full-length coat and a hockey stick. And
then
when I see one come
thing,
at me...
You know that.
Yeah, that is someone's thing. When they come at me, I just use that hockey stick and I don't give a...
Thank you for addressing our readers' concerns. Remember, you too can join the conversation by writing a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. More letters tomorrow, but thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead, why don't you try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news. If you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. It'll give context for the nonsense we're spewing right now. Your guest today was Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, thank you so much for coming. What have you got to plug?
Thanks for having me. Why don't you just get on my Twitter and my website and join my mailing list, tiffstevenson.co.uk.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional free blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and we will be back tomorrow for more of The Last Post.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.